Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the genius of Rolex and Tudor. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans. It's Amit Dev Honda. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you're having a great week. Thought I would shed some light on the genius of Rolex and Tudor. So last year, Rolex came back with the Rolex Pepsi. For all of those who don't know, the Rolex Pepsi GMT is, you know, one of the most coveted watches at the moment. The retail is under $10,000. And it's currently trading for as high as $22,000, $24,000. I've done podcasts in the past about this. I'm not going to go too much into it again, but Rolex is playing the supply and demand game like a champ. They literally are controlling the market better than they ever have before. It's incredibly ironic, and it's still mind-boggling to me that considering how many watches they make, close to a million watches a year for the world, they're able to control the supply and demand and create this market for their watches in the secondary market that go for more than double of what the retail value is. And the Rolex Pepsi, you know, it was long overdue last year. It came out on a Jubilee bracelet. I'm still not a fan of it, but it doesn't matter what I think because it's going to sell regardless, and it's hotter than it's ever been. At the same time last year, Tudor released the Black Bay GMT. The Black Bay GMT is, to me, more like Rolex's past, like Rolex's history. You know, their original GMTs with the riveted style bracelets from the 50s. That's what kind of Tudor brought back. And for all of those of you who are out there who are listening to this podcast for the first time and or who are just getting acclimated with Rolex and Tudor and don't even know about Tudor and are not sure, Tudor is a subsidiary brand of Rolex. They have been for a very long time, and it's basically a Rolex at a third of the price. I think it's basically like, you know, their bracelets are basically Oyster bracelets. They remind me a lot of the Oyster bracelets from the 90s and the early 2000s. The construction of their movements mostly are all in-house. The Black Bay GMT came out at the same time as the Pepsi GMT. It's also colors are Pepsi on the bezel, red and blue. So what's happened is because, you know, people aren't being able to get the Rolex Pepsi GMT, which is a very expensive watch, in my opinion, at retail, let alone more than double retail. You know, Tudor's GMT, which is $3,625 on a hand-woven nylon strap with a red stripe down the middle, $3,625 for the brown leather strap version, and $3,950 for the version on a stainless steel bracelet. Even these watches are going over retail because of the Rolex Pepsi GMT. It's one of the smartest executions I've ever seen, I would say. And you may just think, well, what's the big deal? It's one model. I mean, how? Yeah, but what that does is it creates demand for other products as well because it's so hard to get. You know, people are like, well, what else is hot? What can I get my hands on? How can I get it? You know, and for Tudor to go over retail, that's pretty insane. Like, you know, Rolex basically came back with Tudor in 2013. They were always being produced for the European market, for the Asian market, for the Middle Eastern market. They left the U.S. market in the early, I'd say late 90s, early 2000s. They kind of, you know, they didn't do that well. You know, they were kind of, I don't know, I think they were searching for their identity. I remember selling Tudor back in the 90s when I was in retail, and it was a really tough sell. I mean, even though they still did more or less innovative things that, like, Rolex is not willing to do. Tudor is definitely, like, I think Rolex is guinea pig really to test the market without putting their name on it, without putting their seal of approval with the almighty Rolex crown. The fact is, you know, people also, you got to remember too, like, people who may, you know, have never heard of Tudor, you know, are suddenly going to hear of Tudor just by going into a store and saying, hey, do you have the Rolex Pepsi? No, but have you heard of Tudor? They have Tudor's owned by Rolex. They make their own Pepsi. It's a third of the price. And it's, even if you're paying over, I mean, you can't pay over retail at a retail shop. You have to pay what the retail prices are. But even getting these, you know, Black Bay GMTs at retail is a steal. It's really, really reasonable for what it is. It's like what I used to pay for a GMT 20 years ago, you know? That's really the equivalent of it. And they're even better because they have their own in-house movements. They're closer to the original Rolex vintage GMTs, in my opinion. And it's just an amazing move on Rolex's part to, you know, do this with not just one model in their own brand, but another model in their subsidiary brand, which helps, you know, Rolex themselves, whether you like it or not. So, you know, just when you think, wow, like, how hot can these watches be? Or, you know, where is the demand coming from? How is it being created? How is it affecting everything else? Well, it's definitely affecting their subsidiary brand Tudor, and it's shining some light on Tudor. And it's really interesting because, you know, I remember when I sold Rolex, and even now I'm pretty sure, I think Rolex and Tudor, even though they're, you know, part of the same family, you know, Rolex always wanted to separate itself as the, of course, the higher echelon, the crown, the king, with their trademark crown logo, and Tudor with their shield. But this brings them together closer than ever before. I mean, it's such a genius move without saying anything, just by releasing two models, or two different, you know, the same model in different variations within two brands. It's so smart. It's so smart because now they're linked forever and they're joined together, and it adds a lot of value. It adds a lot of light. It adds a lot of prestige to Tudor as well. It gives Tudor the recognition it rightfully deserves. I mean, listen, I predicted Tudor would come back. I've done podcasts about it. I've written articles about it. I predicted Tudor would come back 15, 20 years ago. People thought I was nuts. You know, people are eating their words now because Tudor's won all kinds of awards. They're doing their own thing. They are separate from Rolex. If you look at a Tudor GMT, Black Bay GMT, and you look at a Rolex Pepsi GMT, they're really night and day watches. You know, the Tudor really looks like a vintage watch, and the Rolex looks like a very modern watch. The bracelets are very different. That, you know, I mean, aesthetically, from a distance, you could say, yeah, they look similar, but they're very, very different watches. The Tudor has like a curved, you know, crystal, sapphire crystal, like a dome sapphire crystal. You know, it has snowflake hands. The Rolex has the Mercedes hands. The Rolex has a ceramic bezel. The Tudor has an aluminum bezel. You know, the dial treatments are slightly different. The indices are treated differently. I believe Rolex's indices are, you know, I think are loom with white gold around them. You know, Tudor, I believe, uses either, I think they use steel for their treatments. And on their other models, they use, I want to say they use like a rose gold. They're rose gold plated. But my point is they're very different watches. Even though they're very similar, they're very different. They're definitely related. But I just wanted to talk about the genius of both and how great it is and how wonderful, how they've been able to pull it off. You know, here we are almost a year in, over a year in, and they're hotter than ever before, you know? And I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. The GMT, the Pepsi GMT, is definitely one of the most iconic watches in history. It was originally made in the 50s. You know, with Rolex is basically answering Pan Am's request, Pan Am being an airline, a major American airline at that time, that requested, you know, for a watch be made for pilots for multiple time zones when they were traveling, and Rolex's answer was the Pepsi Bezel GMT at that time. So, you know, it's got a lot of history. It's got a lot of prestige. It's now become a status symbol with a new Rolex Pepsi GMT. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of the Jubilee bracelet. I love the ceramic bezel and everything else, but Rolex is now putting Jubilee bracelets basically on all their sports professional models moving forward. That just shows that you've got to be really confident as a brand to have a certain bracelet you've made for 50 years be, you know, your go-to thing, part of your core collection for 50 years on a specific model, and then it comes to a screeching halt, and it's the Jubilee bracelet. I'm sure Rolex at some point will introduce variations in Oyster bracelets. Who knows? I know it's a different case. I know it's a different bracelet. A lot of people ask me every day, the new Pepsi Bezel GMT Rolexes, can you just buy an Oyster bracelet? You can't. It's a different case than the ones prior. It's a different bracelet. It's a different attachment. It's a different system. So the answer to that is no, but I highly suggest either one. If you can get your hands on the Rolex one at retail, consider yourself incredibly lucky. They're trading for really more than double of retail. I have access to the Tudor GMTs. I can get them for you at retail pretty much, or slightly over retail, whatever the going prices are. I currently have one pre-owned on my website. I'll put a link to that in this podcast. If you want to work with me, I do charge $150 consultation fee for my time. That gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, some emails. And if you then decide to work with me thereafter to purchase a watch, I'll deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Go to my website, www.amitdevhonda.com, where you can read my world-renowned blog, listen to a podcast, check out my pre-owned watch section called Amit's Corner Shop, check out a brand I distribute called Kingsley 1945 Watches. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.